Five prominent cases of gender ambiguity are spotlighted in Professor John Sloop's new book, Disciplining Gender. The case studies deal with a variety of gender issues, surgical, accidental, or cases of people who just seem not to fit in with proper gender performance.
I see the discourse about each of these individuals as reflective of the same discourses that define all of us. So I wanted to look at extreme cases, not because extreme cases are interesting by themselves. They're interesting because they help highlight the ways in which we all perform gender.
One of Sloop's case studies is former Attorney General Janet Reno, who is often spoofed on Saturday Night Live for her manly characteristics.
We think about her, we highlight certain things about her that we wouldn't highlight about other politicians. So we're not often thinking about George Bush's masculinity. We might talk about his particular brand of sort of cowboy machismo, but we're not troubled by it. It fits in with the way in which we understand one role for men to play. Janet Reno, that's not a proper role for a woman to play.
Sloop says one of the goals of his book is to make the reader think about how public discourse and media representations cause us to restrict what we deem appropriate gender behavior.
I think we've all had situations or circumstances at some point in our life where we've done something which has been read as not properly performing gender. We probably learned early on to train ourselves out of doing those behaviors.
Sloop's book is called Disciplining Gender, Rhetorics of Sex Identity in Contemporary U.S. Culture. It's just been published by University of Massachusetts Press. I'm Amory Dear Owens reporting.